Before, at 6 p.m. tonight. On Friday, there'll be a blood drive at the VFW. You can stop down between 9 and 2 to make a blood donation. Don't miss out on the chance to help our veterans this Saturday. The flag pickup at our local cemeteries has been rescheduled for Saturday, July 6th. Meet at Forest Hill Mausoleum at 10 a.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies tonight.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Rockies in game two of their four-game series in Denver. Last night, the Rockies held on to win 8-7 in 10 innings. Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell finally back in action after a year plagued with injuries, shoulder surgery, a broken left hand, a hamstring.
I mean, the thing is for me, it's like obviously I've missed a lot of times with unfortunate circumstances. But like the work, just even on the mental side that I put in, I feel like has helped me kind of stay in tune with everything that's been going on.
Mitchell with a hit last night in two at-bats. How good is he? Christian Yelich.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, you know, he really hasn't played a ton of games. You know, he's a special athlete when he's out there. He might be the fastest guy on the team.
NBA, the Bucks signing 32-year-old guard DeLon Wright, whose last team was the Miami Heat. College football, Hardy Watts, one of the highest-ranked offensive linemen, has committed to Wisconsin. 6'6", 290 pounds out of Dexter High near Boston, the same school where JFK graduated from. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight, and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs in the upper 70s and rain still likely on Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, tune in tomorrow. It's Pat Kreitlow's birthday. He'll be here to celebrate, along with Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take a look at signers on the Declaration of Independence. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a roll down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones or on your car stereo or however you're listening to us. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Quick rundown of the show. This is where we play everything from 1990 to 1999. We have some fun playing songs from soundtracks, going down memory lane with some other stuff, and of course, taking your requests. Reach out to me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on the WFHR Facebook page as well. Smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do, get us those requests, everybody. We love getting them. And I got a couple of them for you today. We're actually going to kick things off with the first song off of Pearl Jam's 10 album, Alive. Released on July 7th in 1991, 50 days before the release of the band's debut album, 10, on which Alive appears, it was written by guitarist Stone Gossard. The song originated as an instrumental titled Dollar Short. It was included on a demo tape circulating in hopes of finding a singer for the group. Vocalist Eddie Vedder obtained a copy of the tape and wrote lyrics that described a somewhat fictionalized account of the time when he was told that the man he thought was his father was not actually his biological parent. That's kind of an interesting point of the song I don't think a lot of us took from. The opening lick of this guitar is one of the greatest openings to an album, and I always picture it would be such a great way to open a concert. Here's Pearl Jam with Alive on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
We'll be right back.
across a young man's room. She said, I'm ready for you. Why, I can't remember anything to this fairy day. Except the love.
I'm still alive. runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes me. Hits the bottle and goes right to the room. In and right in, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me.
Said remember that off of Sublime's self-titled third album from 1996, What I Got. It was released after the singer Bradley Knowles passing in 96, and a guy that we miss all the time. We've got some good music coming up for you, everybody. Some Beastie Boys, Foo Fighters, Ani DeFranco, Alice in Chains, all coming up for you. Right now, it's actually our first requested song. I know, yay! This first request comes from our great play-in show, Seth Faces the Music's own Seth Habhagger. This is a song that was actually written by as a hypothetical commencement speech by columnist Mary Schmidt. And the essay became the basis for a successful spoken word song from 1997, Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. This is our first requested song from our own Seth Habhagger. Here it is on unlabeled WFHR locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99. Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
We'll be right back.
second single off the Foo Fighters' debut self-titled album from 1995, I'll Stick Around, here on Unlabeled at WFHR. I'm going to do something fun right now. So we've been getting some requests, and one of those requests came from our good friend Moselle, and Mo wanted to hear some Ani DeFranco. And then we had a request from Tammy, and she wanted to hear Alana Davis's 32 Flavors. So I thought what we'd do is play both songs back-to-back, Ani DeFranco's version of 32 Flavors, the original artist, and Alana Davis's kind of cover. Well, about that, when Alana Davis submitted her first album, Completed As She Intended It, to Elektra Records, she recalls the reaction as being, great album, Alana, but where's the single? It was Elektra A&R representative Josh Dushan who suggested Davis record 32 Flavors to serve as the album's first single. Davis, though, although was pleased with the finished result, was uncomfortable with covering the song as she felt she could not connect with all of the personal emotions expressed by Ani DeFranco's lyrics. Davis told MTV News, Ani DeFranco is very much her own songwriter. I think her songs as being very specific to her ideals and stuff. At first, I wasn't sure about talking about her taking her ideas and trying to make them my own and reinterpreting them. But I started to play around with the song, and I took out the parts that I wasn't comfortable with, and I put in ideas of my own and sent her a copy of it, and she said she loved it. DeFranco stated that she initially found Davis's lyrics a little hard to swallow, but does not fault Davis, adding she feels pretty unprotective about her compositions. In 2005, Davis stated, I wrote parts of that song as Davis recorded it. I never took credit for it. The chorus, for example, did not exist in the original recording. Although the song is technically a cover, I put myself in lyrics and my musical sensibility into it as I do with any cover. She wrote the bass line and performed the drums. So when I perform that song or when you listen to the song on the album version, you're listening to a hybrid of the original. And you don't have to choose which one you like more. You can enjoy both. Here is Ani DeFranco with 32 Flavors, and following that will be Alana Davis with 32 Flavors. Here on Unlabeled at WFHR.
Between you and your ambition, I am a poster girl with no poster. I am 32 flavors and then some, and I'm beyond your peripheral vision. So you might want to turn your head, cause someday you are gonna get hungry and eat most of the words you just said. Both my parents told me about goodwill, and I have done well by their names. Just the kindness I lavished on strangers is more than I can explain. Still there's many who turned out their porch lights just so I would think they were not home, and hid in the dark of their windows till I passed and left them alone. Too pretty is also your doom, cause everyone harbors a secret hatred for the prettiest girl in the room. And God help you if you are a phoenix and you dare to rise up from the ash. A thousand eyes will smolder with jealousy while you are just flying. Starving.
and eating all of the words that you say.
try to give my life meaning by demeaning you. And I would like to state for the record, I did everything that I could do. I am beyond your peripheral vision.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup. Lawmakers counter the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. Evers is making stops around the state, saying something needs to be done about the harmful chemicals turning up in Wisconsin's water supply. Minnesota is incentivizing people to buy electric bicycles. Lena Reynolds is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says an e-bike's climate impact is 93% lower than fossil-fueled cars.
Renewables generate the largest share of Minnesota's electricity. So, you know, riding an e-bike is even more sustainable in Minnesota than it would be in other states where fossil fuels are a larger portion of the electricity mix.
Michigan just adopted a similar program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Setting off fireworks can cause serious eye injuries. Just last year, doctors say that 19% of firework injuries were to the eye. In the most severe cases, fireworks can rupture the globe of the eye and cause chemical and thermal burns. Doctors say all these injuries can cause permanent eye damage and vision loss. If you're setting off fireworks, it's best to wear safety goggles. Even if you're not setting off your own fireworks, there are many professional displays happening this week. If you have pets, this can be a stressful time for them. It's important to keep them secured inside the home, but also make sure their IDs and microchips are updated just in case. You can set up a safe place for them to hide and use ambient noise to mask the sounds. It's good to keep them busy. You could give them a special toy for distraction. You could also skip the celebration and stay home with them for their comfort. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kevin Costner says he is aware he only makes movies for men. Costner told the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that making movies for men is what he does. Costner admitted that men love to watch him in cowboy hats, and he loves to be watched while wearing cowboy hats. Costner also said men are more dismissive of mediocre reviews as long as the men they are watching are wearing cowboy hats. I took liberties with a lot of that, except the part of him acknowledging he likes to make movies for men. Here's a Pete pick you might want to take advantage of for some midweek movie watching fun. Check out A Quiet Place Day One. The film has no huge stars, but is really well directed and paced. The scares and feels are first rate, and the best part? Watching it with a crowd where no one is making a peep because they feel like they are actually in the movie and will be attacked by aliens if they do. This is the third installment of the Quiet Place franchise and third film in a row that has reviewed very well. It doesn't disappoint. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight, and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs in the upper 70s, and rain still likely on Friday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News. The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Back to 92 for that one. Alice in Chains, second single from their second studio album, Dirt, Them Bones. I love that one. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. The Eels, Tupac, and Snoop all coming up for you. Right now, from her debut solo studio album, The Miseducation of Lorena Hill from 1998, here is Lorena Hill with Everything is Everything, unlabeled here at WFHR.
Yo, we about to get I wrote these words.
let me tell you that everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything.
After winter, must come spring. Everything is everything.
Philosophy, possibly speak tongues. Beat drums, Abyssinian Street Baptist, Baptist and violin it from the beginning. My practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping it together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that wheel, touch that dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow, you know what I mean?
And the ones on top,
the ones on top
won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall.
Not for everybody, huh?
Let's love ourselves and we can fail.
Life is hard, and so am I. You'd better give me something so I don't die. And his lawyer are coming back.
Released as the lead single from their 1996 debut album, Beautiful Freak, there's the Eels with Novocaine for the Soul. That's going to do it for us for this week, everybody, but thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to get us those requests, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. We'll be back next week with more great 90s hits and more nostalgia for you. Wrapping up with what I think is the greatest rapper of all time, Tupac Shakur, with one of his partners in crime, Snoop Dogg. From the fourth studio album, All Eyes on Me, from 1996, here's two of America's Most Wanted, on Unlabeled at WFHR.
Ain't nothing but against the party,
like that.
Party. Let me hit that. Ain't nothing but against the party.
Bomber suckers with precision. My intentions to get richer with ass and double OP. To all my closest homies, it's so cold we dispose our foes.
Show up, I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac, it seems it's all that's on my mind. Cause at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive with this. And put together a million march with the gangster twist.
So now they got us laced, two multi-millionaire young brothers catching cases. Busters get ready for the throwdown, the hits about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Suckers be acting like they savage. I'm out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my homies living life.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feels good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, young hustler.
Now follow as we ride. You can check the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Brothers been down for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop Balinese. West Coast G's. If you got a better flowing, another warning. Two of America's most wanted. Nothing but a gangster.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter, and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday is my birthday, the big 6-0. What are we doing on the show? Whatever I feel like, because I'm old and I can do whatever I want.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.